You're listening to Right Here, Right Now on AM 1480 KAUS.
Good to have you with me here on this Tuesday as we work our way through our 10 o'clock hour. Got a very special event coming to Austin this week that you may want to check out. It'd be very interesting for everybody. It is the National Open Championship for Springer Spaniels. It's going to be a cool event. Glad it's going to be held here in Austin. And one of the participants we have an opportunity to visit a little bit here with, Todd Stelzer from Cadott, Wisconsin. Todd, good morning. Thank you for sharing some time with us.
Good morning, John.
And you are a dog trainer. I believe Whiskey River Gun Dogs is your operation.
That is correct. Yep, Whiskey River Gun Dogs. I've been doing it for approximately 25 years.
Just tell us exactly kind of what people are going to see. What is going to be happening here in Austin this weekend?
Okay, so we're lucky enough to have the event at Jay Falver's property, which is 24660 900th Avenue in Austin. And we're very appreciative, first of all, that we're allowed to use the property for this event. What you'll see is 120 of the best English Springer Spaniels in the U.S. They have to have 2 points to qualify to be eligible to compete in this contest in the championship. There'll be two dogs running at a time. Each one will have a judge and a handler, and there'll be live guns out there. So when my dog would flush a bird, it should sit. It should hopefully be shot. The other dog should sit also. And then my dog, I will send my dog to get the retrieve. So it's if people come out, I highly suggest you wear an orange coat or a hat, and then you can follow in the gallery. It's one of the few dog sports where actually we have people who can actually walk out in the field and watch what's going on.
So, of course, safety first, hence the blaze orange, because it is an inactive site. So you want to make sure you're seen if you're going to be out there.
Absolutely.
And I don't want to understate or overstate. I mean, this for people who train dogs and have dogs, this is really a big deal.
Yeah, this is our Super Bowl. This is what we've worked for, you know, for years. But each year, you know, you have to requalify. But, yeah, this is our Super Bowl.
Okay, again, it's going to be held on the Favre property alongside 900th Avenue, just north of Jay Favre's home, which is at 24660 900th Avenue here in Austin. And I believe Jay and there's the adjacent Favre property to that both will be used for these trials. I also understand there's going to be a water competition as well.
Yes, there is. So if this is a progressive sport, so you have to make it through the first series and then to the second, third, and fourth. And then the final series is the fifth series. And generally before the fifth series, they have a water test. And that consists of two water retrieves about 40 yards out. And it might be very difficult with the weather that we're having and with the ice on the water. That's tough.
Yeah, we're hoping. So I know they're going to be held, I believe, over on Eastside Lake Monday, if I'm correct.
Yes, yep.
Okay, and so we'll, hopefully the river will be moving enough that we'll keep the ice from forming over there so we can do that part of it. But again, that's open to the public. You can come watch that on Monday.
Yes, absolutely. And then at the Favre property, there is off-road parking too. So if people want to come out, follow the sign. There's be signs that say parking and direct you where to go.
And I was reading up kind of on everything's being prepared, and I said, really, this is being just like you said, Super Bowl for the English Springer handlers and their dogs. But there will be parking, porta potties. They'll have concessions on site as well out on Jay Favre's property where the parking will be. And the trial will be run between both Jay and Charlie Favre's land, which kind of contiguous to each other out there. So it'll be a lot of fun. And with that number of dogs and handlers, it pretty much is going to run all day beginning at about 7 o'clock, and it said it could go right up until dark, especially the first couple days.
So we start at 8 a.m.
Okay.
Each day, and then it'll run probably between 3 and 4, depending on cloud cover and darkness, because, you know, as it gets dusk, it gets pretty hard for the gunners to shoot. to see those birds. And the trial does start on Thursday, November 17th at 8 a.m.
Okay, so Thursday, 8 a.m., and I think the concessions will be open at 7. So you can get your hot coffee and stay warm while you're out there. Now, I was mentioning in a forecast, very, very cold this weekend. Of course, the dogs, they don't care. They'll run around for everybody else. You might want to bundle up a little bit.
Absolutely. Bring some hand warmers. Bring enough clothes. For the weather for the dogs, this is perfect. You know, they love this kind of weather. They don't get hot. They can run all day. It should be a lot of fun.
You know, being that you are a dog handler, dog trainer, you have Whiskey River Gun Dogs over there in Cadott, Wisconsin. Kind of, for people who don't get the English Springer Spaniel, just what is so special about these dogs? What makes them so good at this?
Well, to me, the Springer Spaniel is the ultimate pheasant dog. They can run all day. They have great noses. They're very versatile. I use mine for duck hunting, pheasant hunting, grouse hunting, goose hunting, and they can get in the water. I mean, they're great in the water as long as it's not, you know, too cold. They don't have the coat of a lab, but they are extremely athletic. And to me, they're the best dog at reading people's emotion. They can really read how you're feeling. If you're feeling nervous when you get out to the line to run your dog, it goes right down that leash into the dog. They're very good at reading people.
And I know it would probably vary from dog to dog and handler to handler, but to make that partnership, about how much time do you really have to invest into a dog to make it to where it'll do what it really needs to do out in the field for you?
Hours and hours and hours. But it's a labor of love, right? Mm-hmm. It's my passion, so the time doesn't matter. But I think it's important that not only are we training the dogs, but we're letting them know that we're bonding with them in other ways. Like, all my dogs are in the house. They're all my babies. You know, and for everybody else, that's pretty much the way they feel, too, in this dog world. The one thing about, if you're a dog person and you go to a dog trial and you can't find somebody to talk about, you have a problem. Because us dog people, we love to talk about dogs and training. So anybody who comes out this weekend or this week, feel free to ask questions. You probably get way more than you anticipated to get for an answer. That's just the way we are.
That is fantastic. I'm hoping to get out there myself and see them, because I've gone out. I'm not a pheasant hunter, but I've gone on the hike and walked out with hunters just to get information and to see that relationship between a really good dog and a good handler, a good hunter. It is just an absolutely amazing thing. Like you said, it's really family when you get right down to it.
It is. It is, absolutely. And, you know, you can spend hours and hours training a dog and they're just not getting it. And then all of a sudden one day it just clicks for them. And for me, that's the epitome of all this. This is what we're working for. That's what I get joy out of, is the work prior to all this.
And I suppose, and when you see that payoff, it's kind of like that, forgive the reference, but like a Mr. Holland's Opus moment where you keep investing and investing. You're like, this dog will get it eventually. And all of a sudden, it all works out. And you're like, there you go.
Yep. That's the cool part of it all.
This being the Super Bowl of dogs and trainers and running these dogs and doing the trials here in Austin, it is a really big deal to get it here. Have you competed before, and how have your dogs done?
Yeah, I've competed for, like I said, I've been doing this, training dogs for 25 plus years and running field trials for over 20. I have gotten a placement at Nationals. It's really difficult. It's 5 series. The stars have to align for you. You not only have to have a good dog, but the stars have to align, you know. The gunners need to shoot the birds, you know, in an appropriate manner. You know, hopefully your dog or the bird cooperates, you know. So there's a lot of things that are out of your control that have to just fall your way to win one of these Nationals.
And I suppose that's a lot of the training, too, is just to anticipate the unexpected to happen out there and react to it.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And some of it that happens at a field trial, you just can't emulate in training. You try to, but sometimes it's really difficult to emulate it.
Yeah, because you never know. A bird will come up. It'll go a direction you're not expecting, a way that it's just not safe to shoot at it. You just never know.
Right, right. Absolutely.
Well, this is really going to be a lot of fun this weekend. The National Open Championship, the Super Bowl of events here right in Austin. And through the rest of the week, we'll keep reminding people of the location out here just outside of Austin here where these are going to be taking place and invite people to come out. Breakfast available. They'll have some box lunches available, too. Our friends from Just Take the Cake, too, will be out there doing some of the catering for folks. That's a really good deal. And come on out and check out these dogs and talk to the owners. They're happy to visit with you about their dogs and what they do. Todd, really appreciate your time here today. Good luck this weekend. Look forward to having everybody here in town.
All right. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Hope to see a lot of people out there.
All right. Thanks much. Safe travels on your way over here.
All right. Thank you, John.
All right. You bet. Bye-bye. Bye.